The second half is about to begin here in 2025. It's Fred Nat's on deck. Eric Bach alongside Fred Nat catcher Nate Rombach catching a hot one tonight in Salem. Nate, thanks for your time. First of all, since this is the beginning of the second half, can you kind of give me an assessment of your first half, and then maybe we can talk a little bit about the team as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from a personal standpoint, obviously I have high standards for myself, so whether I met some of those or not, the beautiful thing about baseball is there's always room for improvement. So, yeah, looking forward to the second half and see what it has in store for me and the team.
And for the team, out of 65 games, 40 of the games were played within two runs. So there's a lot of room to work in the margins there. What do you think the biggest key for this team is to have a better second half than first?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it seemed like almost every night there was a close game. There weren't many blowout games. So, yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing about baseball is, yeah, it's team sport over nine innings, but it's really the little things that add up to the big things that add up to the wins. So I think really just honing in on the little things, whether it's defensively, offensively, anything between the lines that we can improve on is going to help bring more W's for the Frednats. So just focus on the little things and I think we'll be just fine.
One of the major highlights of the first half was the defense of the catching duo that we have, yourself and Kevin Bazell. You guys are throwing out more runners than any other team in single-A baseball at a higher percentage than any other team. What do you think was the biggest key to success in that area for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, from a personal standpoint, I'm blessed to be back there with Kevin. You know, we played together in college for a little bit and then summer ball and so on. So, I mean, we can always talk to each other about things, and I think just kind of being able to bounce things off of each other has helped us step up our game a little bit. And obviously we're also blessed with Randy Knorr as our catching coordinator. I mean, he's the man and he gets it, has a lot of experience. So being able to talk to him while he's in town, yeah, just trying not to do too much, just catch the ball, throw the ball, play catch like you did when you were a little kid, and it seemed to work out. So
you and Baz are two of quite a few guys from Texas on this Fred Nat roster. You two obviously have the history playing together in summer ball. Can you tell me a little bit about the Texas culture that's in this clubhouse? It seems like you guys get along great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this team is super close. But yeah, when you're talking about the Texas kids, I mean, who is it? Me, Baz, Kranz.
There have been others coming and going as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. And again, I'm blessed to be on this team with the group of guys that we have. I mean, everyone's trying to push each other to be better, but also I feel like in a long season like we have, if you don't have that group in the locker room, then it's going to be even longer. So, I mean, it's a great group of guys. Obviously, I love being with Texas kids. You can share a little more with each other and a little more in common. But, yeah, I mean, all the team's been great. Even the kids that have gone up to Wilmington and so on, and then the kids that have come up from Florida, I mean, it feels just like one big solid group. So,
talking with Nate Rombach here on Fred Nat's on Deck, you come from a long line of baseball people in your family. Grandfather, father, your dad Darren was a scout for over 20 years at some of the highest levels in organizations. Do you have a specific memory traveling around the Major League Baseball stadiums as a kid with your dad? Do you have a specific memory that sticks out of like, wow, it's really cool that I got to do this or meet this person?
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to be able to go to some pretty cool places and meet some cool people. I think one of my best memories is I was going out to East Texas for a tournament when I was in high school, and we got to see, what was his name? Big right-handed pitcher. He was sitting 100 during the game. Michael Kopech. That was pretty cool to see. That was really my first opportunity to be like, wow, like that's what it takes right there. Like, that's a real arm. So that was pretty cool. Got to go see him with my dad. Got to use the gun behind home plate and radar all of his pitches, which was cool. Just see the buzz around the stadium. All 30 teams were there watching him. So, yeah, that was definitely one of my best memories.
How do you think your view of the game, even as you zoom out of your playing career, has been shaped by your family?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously you're trying to get better on the field and around the field, but whenever you have someone in your family that can help you think about the mental and physical things just while you're sitting on the couch at home, watching TV or whatever it may be, that really helps a lot. And yeah, obviously you mentioned my grandpa too. He coached for, I don't even know what it is, 40 plus years. So I mean, he had big leaguers on his high school team, so getting to pick his brain when he was alive of like, what did this do? What did this guy do differently than this guy, and what do you think made him stand out? Yeah, those things over time just help out a lot.
Do you have any specific personal goals for yourself for the second half of this season?
I mean, as long as I can help the team win, I mean, that's really my biggest thing. Obviously, I'm blessed to be in the situation that I'm in. It's always been my dream to play professional baseball. So obviously want to get higher and higher, closer to DC as possible. But while I'm here, I'm just going to do everything to help the team win. And if I can do that, doesn't matter what my stat line looked like. If we got the win, that's all I care about.
Ultimate team guy, Nate Rombach, will be behind the plate tonight for the Fred Nats. We go at 6:35. Appreciate you, Nate.
Thank you very much.